Rick, let's begin by focusing on the economic outlook for 2017, beginning here in Florida with a look at the latest University of Florida Consumer Survey.
Great news. UF has done this survey for decades, and the most recent readings came in very strong. Actually, the overall index was up almost 7 points to a value of 97. So that's a pretty strong increase. You know, that's an 8% increase almost in the value of the index, and the components that make up the index uniformly increased. Everything from people's perception of their possibility for financial health in the future and their perception of today's financial health. So it was good.
Let's talk about the outlook for jobs and unemployment in the state.
Well, they continue to be strong. The expansion continues to have legs, and that's true in Florida, and perhaps particularly so in Florida. You know, as we look back at the Christmas season this year, we're seeing disappointing results from places like Macy's and Kohl's, Sears now selling its Craftsman unit to raise some cash. Traditional department stores are sagging. People are doing more of their shopping over the internet. And right along with that is the fact that people are buying more experiences than hard goods as we used to. And you know, Florida is a great market for experiences. We offer retirement services that people travel for thousands of miles and leave their home in the frozen Northlands to enjoy. So jobs are growing in the areas of the Florida economy that service retirees. And the same thing is true for tourism, that as people spend their funds on experiences, and that includes air travel, it includes meals away from home, the restaurant sector is booming, of course, which is huge in Florida. And hotel and motel and condo sales are booming. And so those things are all good for Florida. The challenge, as always, is that as we shift away from traditional jobs in Northwest Florida, that means military jobs, federal civilians supporting the military as well. And it also meant manufacturing for many years, particularly in Pensacola, Fort Walton actually doing quite well in manufacturing. But those jobs are going away. They're being replaced by service sector jobs. And so, yes, we're part of the national trend. We're on the bleeding edge of the national trend. And I think that the Florida economy will continue to be strong.
You mentioned tourism downstate. It's the peak of the season. Talk about what you expect there and then look ahead to our peak season here in Northwest Florida.
That's right. In the hanging down part of the state, it's really December through March when Florida, South Florida is warm and the rest of the nation is cold, when they can charge peak rates for rooms and restaurants are packed and businesses see people walking in through the front door. And, you know, another trend in retail is that people do more shopping on vacation when they're together with their spouse, as they perhaps are not at other peak shopping days of the year. And so we are poised for additional tourism in Florida. It'll be interesting to see what the legislature does this year. It appears that House Speaker Corcoran may have Visit Florida, the state's tourism agency, in his sights for spending reduction. I personally think we need to do tourism spending. Bed tax dollars are important because no one hotel, even if it's a theme park sized operation, could advertise all of Florida to the extent it needs to be advertised. Because any time that, you know, Hilton or Holiday Inn spends dollars on advertising their property in a particular market, we would do better advertising the destination overall. And so there is a real role for bed taxes to play.
Well, on this front, let's talk about the Airbnb proposal to enter into agreements with counties in the state that would allow the company to collect and remit tourism development tax on behalf of these counties. Give us an update on that.
Santa Rosa is already participating. Escambia is looking for an agreement. Airbnb participates with roughly half of the counties in Florida right now, and it's clear where we're going to end up. You know, Florida has very strict transparency laws, and the Department of Revenue is entitled to know absolutely which properties are collecting bed tax and remitting, even if they use a third party such as Airbnb to do it. So it's clear that the Department of Revenue is entitled to know which property owners are remitting bed taxes, you know, be it on their own or through an agent like Airbnb. So we'll end up with DOR having that information. And it's important that we do, because if Airbnb were to not collect and remit taxes from properties that use Airbnb, that sets up a differential where you've got a subset of properties paying the entire burden of doing the area's destination marketing. You know, come to Pensacola, regardless of whether you stay in the Hilton, the Holiday Inn, or in an Airbnb property. So everybody's got to participate in order to keep the overall rate down and to provide the amenities. You know, in Pensacola, that's the Civic Center, operating loss and debt service. Those are expenditures that the county commission is allowed to do under state statute for appropriate uses of bed tax. But with respect to the negotiations currently underway between Escambia and Airbnb, we will end up with the state's ability, you know, and appropriate privacy restrictions in place. The state will not divulge information about who pays how much tax unless it's allowable under state statute. So we'll get there, but we're in the negotiation phase now.
Well, Rick, much more to talk about for 2017, but we'll hold it there for now. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.